and they're ready to serve you. Best Stop Cajun Market.
We at Toledo Health have been blessed with 4 years of successful care for our community. This is Jared Rule, nurse practitioner at Toledo Health. We contribute our clinic's progress and prosperity to our wonderful patients and community. Our clinic focuses on face-to-face communication with our patients in order to establish comprehensive care plan. Please call 318-508-5323 to schedule an appointment with one of our providers. We would be delighted to see to all of your health care needs. Thank you for 4 years of growth and success at Toledo Health.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. Today, every movie at Parkway Cinema, only $6. So catch a movie you want, including today, Last Breath, The Monkey, and pay only $6. How do you find out more information? Go to acadianacinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema in Natchitoches. Got a question for you. You know, hearing loss does not just affect the elderly. It can affect people at just about any age. And sometimes you may need hearing aids, but you may not know. So how do you find out? Well, you take a hearing test. And you get it done by a doctor that's a professional and knows what they're doing. I highly recommend Dr. Karen Mills. Now, she is in Hemphill, Texas, but she's got offices in Hemphill and in Jasper. Just a short ride if you're not in Texas, and she is such a professional. If you are a veteran, you get hearing aids at no cost. Call her up today and set up an appointment for a free hearing test, 409-787-3388 in Hemphill, or in Jasper, 409-384-2383. Or just go check her out, Hearing Solutions and Hemphill on the web. I've got a very special program at 8:30 this morning. Sabine Parish Police Jury, have they purposely been withholding information from you that cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars? That comes up at 8:30. With me this morning is State Representative Chuck Owens. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted.
You know, I don't know how many calls it seems like I've got recently, and some of them I direct to you about the carbon issue going in the ground, and no one has worked harder and knows more about this than you. So can you kind of bring us up to date on all that?
Well, the up-to-date segment would be we're just marching towards the legislative session to try to reshape the environment for that. For those who haven't paid attention to this, carbon has been injected in the ground in Louisiana for several years. It's not new. It was not, contrary to a myth that goes around, it was not just created in 2020. It was actually brought into law in 2009. And for several years during the 20-teens and even recently, it's been injected in the ground to jar oil loose. Kind of one of the tools in the shed when they do fracking. I mean, they inject carbon in a well, in wells and inside of fields that aren't performing well, and apparently that pushes oil and gas or oil back to, you know, to a place where it can be retrieved, and that's been going fine. What has people's back up and what has their eyes wide open now is that there is a consideration for creating well, they call them wells. They're actually dumps of dump sites where they just capture carbon off of oil and gas wells, or just pull it out of the air, and they put it into a pipe and they shove it into the ground. And that's what has people upset at the moment, because there's no economic activity tied to that at all at the well site, the place where they're going. So as to what's going on right now, Ted, I'll tell you, people in various locations around Southwest Louisiana are meeting. They've met in Locosine, they've met in Allen, they've met in Pitkin. I'm holding town halls this week, not necessarily about that, but we certainly are talking about that, just to give people an update on where this is, where this is going. And to that point, Ted, I'll tell you that there are a number of companies in the oil and gas sphere who have applied for permits to create these carbon dumps. And I know three of them are here in Vernon Parish. None have been approved in Vernon Parish, thank God. There's talk of some of them being approved soon in other parishes, but I don't anticipate any in Vernon. So what I'm doing is I am stepping towards a legislative session with a bill to try to limit this. I'll try to give the parishes a chance to opt out of it. My other legislative colleagues are also crafting bills to try to restrain this and to try to reshape how this is done, because I've met three people now who are for this, and that's it, who are citizens around here. That's it.
Okay, so is there anything that local governing bodies like police juries can do to put a hold on this till further information is available?
You know, a police jury member from a parish called me yesterday, not one of mine. And my advice to them is make sure that you are communicating with your legislators. Make sure you are communicating with the governor's office. I'm also encouraging people to make sure they communicate with Congressman Johnson's office or whoever your congressman may be, and both senators. A nicely worded letter from a police jury means a lot. You know, a nicely worded from a citizen means a lot to me. But if you hear something from a police jury, that means that the governing authorities have thought of something and they want you to hear it. What I would tell people to do if they don't want this around is to encourage Congress to end these tax credits that are tied to this. Because, Ted, listen, and for those who have not heard this before, the only reason the idea of capturing carbon exists is because there's a federal tax credit tied to the company that's doing it. But people in oil and gas have told me repeatedly they would not be doing this if there were not federal tax credits. They're not doing anything of economic value, Ted. The only economic value out of this is oil and gas companies and pipeline companies and then the property owners getting paid an enormous amount of money for creating these dumps on their site. So, yes, communicate with elected officials. Tell them you don't want it in your area and or you want these tax credits ended. That's my advice.
Any legislation scheduled for this session to put a hold on it?
Oh, yes. I have a bill, House Bill 4. It's already filed. I wrote it back in the fall. I was coordinating it through the winter. House Bill 4 basically will provide a parish governing authority, whether it's a police jury or, as we have down south, and I think even in Natchitoches, a parish president, to say, we don't want this business activity. Just like you can say, I don't want alcohol or gambling in my parish, we need to be able to say, I don't want this business activity. Conversely, there may be parishes who want this. They may say, yes, we do want it. But right now, you can't vote it out because it's not one of those business activities that we can vote out. So I have that bill. One of my colleagues is going to be bringing a bill to curtail the ability of these oil companies to exercise eminent domain over your property to run a pipeline across it. See, Ted, the idea of eminent domain is as old as the country. You know, it's mentioned specifically in the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, where the government is empowered to take property or to use property or actually buy property from you if they need your land to put a hospital or a road or a school or a water well for the public good. They have that authority as per our Constitution. Problem is, we in Louisiana have the ability to exercise eminent domain to run a pipeline across your property. I'm a little okay with that if they're moving something that's of economic value that may bring some value to the state or to the public, like bringing good gas or oil out of the ground where it can be used for heating oil or something like that. But carbon dioxide gives no public value. It doesn't do anybody any good, Ted. It doesn't do anything for the economy. It doesn't do anything for the environment. So one of my colleagues is going to bring a bill to take it out of law where carbon pipelines will be able to be held in eminent domain.
Okay.
The other thing that's really wrong with this, let me tell you this, Ted. Eminent domain is for the government. It is not for the dang companies to be able to come and do this. And I'm told that there are some landmen and some oil companies that have come in and have kind of pushed people around and have told them, we'll come put eminent domain on you, you know, and take this land.
Well, it happens every day on pipelines. Pipelines every day use eminent domain to get their right of way.
Right. And if there is a public good involved, and if it's in the name of the government, then so be it.
Okay.
But the government should not be involved in eminent domain with something that moves a toxin that
okay.
is of no value.
Before I go to commercial break, quick question. Do you think you got the votes to pass your legislation?
I don't know if I have the votes, Ted. I know that I have the argument. I can promise you that I can reason with my House colleagues on this. I feel like I can get it out of the House. But what I do in the Senate, I don't know.
Will the governor support it?
I don't know that yet. I hope he will. His people told me last year, his people told me they would not fight me on this.
Okay. Got to go to commercial break. Our guest this morning is State Representative Chuck Owens. Got so much to talk about. We'll be back in a moment. Let me tell you, is it time to get a new appliance? And do you find that there's almost nobody selling appliances in the area anymore? You got to go to Shreveport, Alexandria. Let nonsense stops at Broadline Services. They're across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab, and they handle the Speed Queen, one of the top names in appliances. They've got a great selection. They can get anything you want. Call Tim or Juanita. They're at 318-652-1215. Or go to broadlines.org. Get that appliance today. Delivered today.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Coss, a communications major from Manny, Louisiana, and I'm proud to call Northwestern State University home. NSU is more than just a school, it's a community. From exciting campus events and pep rallies to a vibrant Greek life and cheering on the Demons at Turpin Stadium, there's always something happening. Whether you're hitting the books or making lifelong friends, NSU gives you every opportunity to get involved and make the most of your college experience. Want to know more? Head over to nsu.la/explore and start your journey today. Forkum Demons.
There's no better place to shop for boots and clothing than your local Nichols store. Come see our line of men's clothing and boots by Ariat. Ariat boots are built for work, but look great when off the clock, too. We've got men's casual wear by Ariat. Shirts in lots of colors and styles. Ariat also makes fashion wear for ladies. Come see our new selection of colorful ladies tops, vests, and more by Ariat. For work boots, casual wear, and fashion wear, drop by your local Nichols store.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give your prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Hey, welcome back. By the way, we just heard that commercial for LeBlanc Eye Center, Crossing Broad Regional Hospital. I hear such great things about the service him and his son provide. They are by far some of the best. If you're looking for an eye exam and you want it done correctly and want a down-to-earth observation of what's going on, go to LeBlanc Eye Center. They do good work. I want to tell you that Nichols has everything for the sportsman there, from fishing equipment to hunting equipment to clothing. You name it, they've got it. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, Manny. State Representative Chuck Owens, our guest this morning. Chuck, the session is getting here very close. Give me an idea of what we're looking at.
Well, it's always good news when it's a short session. It's good news for the people. That means that the legislators are not in session very long, so we're only going to be there for 2 months. We'll be there from the middle of April through the middle of May. Through the middle of June. We thought last year we would be facing a budget deficit. We, in fact, are not. So this time we will also have a budget surplus that hopefully we will continue to do wise things with, disperse money for roads and bridges and hospitals and those types of things. So we have about $600 million above the red line that we'll be able to spend. So that's good news. I would encourage municipalities all year long and in citizens all year long to make sure that their police juries and their cities know what their desires are for their roads and their bridges and tell them what you want fixed so they can put in these capital outlay requests. Because what happens is Sabine Parish or Natchitoches Parish, if they have a road that they want fixed and they want the state to help them with it, they put in a formal request. There's a process. You have to get an engineering thing. And if it's not in by November, it won't get done until the following year. And so right now we got big piles of these things that we all reviewed and that the parish has submitted last year. And so we'll be reviewing that, and it'll be our job to fight for them, to try to lobby to get them in under the wire. I will tell you what I will be doing. Some of my other bills on top of the carbon thing is I'm bringing something this time to try to eliminate any taxes on early withdrawals of retirement funds like IRAs and 401s if someone is sick. Chad, if you think about it, if someone's got a stage 3 or a 4 cancer and they're sick, maybe their insurance is played out or they need money just to get by, for them to go in and to have to break into a 401 to try to just keep living, I don't think the government needs to be taxing those people.
But you're talking about only on the state side, right, not the federal side?
Yeah, I can't touch the federal side, okay. But I can touch the state side. The federal penalty is significant, and I can't do anything with that. But I think in a moment like that, every dollar will help. So that's one of the other ones that I'm doing. I'm doing something on the topic of called emergency use authorization for drugs and medical procedures that – anytime the government authorizes, and this is anytime the federal government authorizes, let's say, an experimental vaccine like they did during COVID, or experimental procedures like masks, that citizens need to be told when a doctor tells you to do something or recommends or they give you a shot, that they need to tell you you're getting an experimental shot, because most people were not told they were being given an experiment during COVID.
I've got a question for you.
Yep.
Program put together very much like the Trump administration to reduce spending, and they put it together in the state. Do you see any actual results coming from that, or are we just going to see a lot of smoke and mirrors?
I haven't seen anything yet, but I know they are working on it. I know one of the legislators working on it, Representative Tarver, my friend from Lake Charles, who is a, like you, Ted, he is a lifelong entrepreneur and has made his life with his own elbow grease. And so he knows how to make budgets work, and he knows to where to find waste. So I'm really happy with the names of the people that are on this. I know we'll come up with the recommendations. Whether or not we have the will to really cut up government fat, that'll come down to the votes we take. We're starting in 2 weeks to have the preparatory actions for the session, where all of the agencies, you know, whether it's LDH or Department of Education, they come before us and, you know, they tell us what their budget needs are, and then they kind of face the music of what the governor is going to allocate to them. So, look, I can promise you, there are a lot of us that have the guts to cut this stuff, because we can't print our own money in the state, and I think we have a chance to get ahead now with Jeff Landry at the helm, you know, pushing us in a wise economic fashion.
One of the things that I hear quite often is, well, there's just not much to cut. I got a good friend that says, you know, where would you cut? I sent him a list of probably 8 or 10 items that you could easily cut. I just have not found the legislature, especially the Senate, has the desire to do those cuts. You agree or disagree with those statements?
There's always waste you can find. There's always stupid things that are spent. I'll agree with you on that. And you know, I think citizens ought to be raising it. If you see things that the government's doing that's a waste of time, send it in. Send it either to a legislator or send it into the governor has a website set up for this where these recommendations can go in. So yeah, send it in, please.
Yeah.
Because we don't need to waste our money.
Our guest this morning is State Representative Chuck Owens. Tomorrow it's Wayne Christian. Thursday it's the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana. I'll be back in a moment. Got a question for you. Thinking about going in the nursing profession, looking for the right university to get that formal education? Look no further than Northwestern State University. They have the best nursing program in the state of Louisiana. Out of all the universities, Northwestern ranked number one. See them today.
Campbell Monument Company opened their business in Provençal, Louisiana in 1965 and is locally owned and family operated. Customer satisfaction is a top priority. Whether you need a monument, a bronze memorial, or mausoleum, we know what these stones mean to you. We also offer a full line of cremation memorials. As a member of the American Institute of Commemorative Art, we're pleased to offer you work you'll love, and all final dates are included at no extra cost. We serve all the northern and central Louisiana areas. Call us at 318-472-6160. Check us out on Facebook or CampbellMonumentCompany.com.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Getting that eye exam can be easy. Just got to make one phone call. 318-487-2020, Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. 15 locations, Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. That number again, 318-487-2020. They do everything dealing with the eyes. They are the professionals. Our guest this morning is Chuck Owens. Chuck, we're down to just 3 or 4 minutes. Oh, by the way, I want to remind everybody our special program, 8:30 on the Sabine Parish Police Jury. Have they been withholding information from you? I'll let you decide. That's at 8:30 this morning. Mike McCarthy comes up at 8:05. Chuck, what have we missed?
March the 29th, Ted, the state will get a chance to vote on 4 constitutional amendments. And I know nobody likes voting on these things, but our Constitution requires it. We tried to fix that last year, but could not. Well, a component of this is our economic package that the governor's trying to push through. I am pleading to anybody listening, read up on these amendments, but especially read up on Amendment 2. Amendment 2 will put us on a different course economically in this state. It will shore up the teacher retirement system. It will provide a permanent pay raise for teachers. It will cut taxes. It will actually be a tax deduction for people over 65. It will get rid of the inventory tax. It will mandate limited growth in government. It does all sorts of things. Amendment 2 is pro-growth, and it will give us a chance to compete with other southern states who are successful. Right now, we can't compete. Right now, Arkansas and Mississippi are kicking us in the butt. We need to get back on the same playing field as everybody else and get away from the 74 Constitution.
Do you know Brent Littlefield?
Name sounds familiar.
He's been with Jeff Landry ever since Jeff Landry started campaigning. He has Littlefield Consulting in Annapolis, Maryland.
And, yeah, I know.
Yeah, has an office in D.C. He was on the program, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago for the prime purpose of talking about Amendment Number 2. And it sounds to me like this is a real game changer for the future of Louisiana as far as people migrating out of Louisiana, as far as people coming back to Louisiana, as far as making it a non-hostile environment to do business here.
Yes, that is exactly right. Right now, people are running out of Louisiana as fast as they can. It's less bad that, well, actually, we didn't lose population last year for the first time in a decade. But this will change the environment in Louisiana. It'll give us a chance to attract businesses. It'll give us a chance to keep businesses. For our seniors, it is guaranteed more money in your wallet at tax time. You get to keep more of your money. So this is so important, Ted. I am glad Mr. Littlefield came on.
Got to say a great shout-out to Dr. Cade Brumley. Been on the scene for a couple of years. Went from 48th. He was with me last week. Went from 48th in the nation down to, I think, 32 in the nation in education. I said, did you take a long celebration? He said, about 10 minutes, we got back to work.
You know, Cade Brumley is from our part of the world, Ted. You know, he's from up in Converse. He's country as a butter bean, but he is sharp as a razor blade. I mean, he is so good. He's a professional educator. He knows what he's doing. You know, we got those last bunch of clowns out of there, and Cade has been running smartly and wisely. He's putting power back in the classroom with the teachers. We're trying to continue to unscrew this testing mess. We're taking requirements off teachers. That's why they're performing. Is Cade is focusing on the teachers and the kids and not the stupid politics.
Hey, if you get a chance, listen to Wayne Christian tomorrow.
Absolutely. I will. Tell him hello.
Thanks for sharing your time with us. Look forward to visiting with you next month in the session.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Where I'm going, won't take me home.